What sound effect would you want to hear when you make the biggest decisions in your life? Hey, I'm Dylan, and you're listening to Unlocked, your daily key to unlocking God's word in your life. I'm actually kind of glad I don't have any big sound effects when I make big decisions. I mean, it would be kind of embarrassing to make the wrong decision, and then a game show failure sound effect immediately plays for everyone to hear. Peter, Jesus' disciple, wasn't quite so lucky, and we're going to read about it in today's Devo, Rooster Crow, by Deborah DeValaire. A rooster crowed at the moment of the Apostle Peter's biggest failure. Let's back up a few hours before that awful choice. On the night of Jesus' betrayal, he warned his disciples that they would scatter when he was taken from them. That's when Peter spoke up. No matter what the others would do, he would not deny Jesus. But Jesus had sad news for Peter. That very night, he would deny Jesus three times before the rooster crowed. And sure enough, as we read in today's Bible passage, Peter denied knowing Jesus. But upon hearing the rooster crow and realizing what he had done, Peter broke down and wept. Peter loved Jesus and wanted to be faithful, yet he abandoned and denied Jesus in his darkest hour. Have you had any rooster crow moments? Times when you were sure you would follow what God's word said? Times when a quick decision had to be made and you made the wrong one? Times when you chose sin over Jesus? Then, when you realized what you had done, you stopped and wept. You mourned a choice that couldn't be unmade. The rooster was crowing in the background. But here's the good news. Jesus loves us, and he knows our struggles against sin. He's not left us alone. When we trust him as our Savior and Lord, he wraps us in his righteousness, 2 Corinthians 5:21. In God's eyes, it's like we've never done anything wrong. And God has given us his word and his spirit to teach us the way and empower us as we learn to walk in it. When we are tempted to sin, we can listen to the Holy Spirit, rejecting sin and remembering who we are in Christ. And when we do sin, we can run to Jesus, knowing that we are securely held in his love and forgiveness, even in our rooster crow moments. So, let's talk about this a little more. I want you to read John 21, verses 15 to 19. After Peter failed, was Jesus done with him? And then read 1 Corinthians 10:13 and Hebrews 4, verses 14 to 16. When we sin, or are tempted to sin, why can we always run to Jesus? Now as we read in 1 John 2:1, my little children, I am writing you these things so that you may not sin. But if anyone does sin, we have an advocate with the Father, Jesus Christ, the righteous one. Don't just take my word for it. Dive deeper into Mark chapter 14, verses 27 to 31 and verses 66 to 72 to keep God's word alive in your life. And there's a whole lot of verses that go along with today's story, so make sure you find all of it in the Unlocked app or at unlocked.org. Unlocked is a resource from Keys for Kids Ministries. If you've got younger siblings who love music and stories, you have a chance to help them grow in their faith with Keys for Kids Radio. It's packed with Christian songs and stories and shows just for kids. They can listen live at keysforkids.net or through the Keys for Kids app. And come back for tomorrow's devotion with Natalie about a special day in the week leading up to Easter that maybe you haven't heard about this one before. But until then, I'm Dylan, encouraging you to live life unlocked, opening the door to God in your life.